Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Sisters You Have Value Podcast. I'm your host, Kim Tolliver, and I'm super excited to be here with you today. Happy Friday, happy Friday. This podcast, as you know, was created for women because we believe in the power of sisterhood and unity, and we strive to build a community where women can share their passions, learn from each other's experiences, and support each other on their journey. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Sisters You Have Value. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for tuning in. And we pray you come back for more. Give us a like, share, and follow, and tell a friend. And if you are a returning listener, thank you so much for being on this journey with us. And we pray you continue to come back and hope it blesses you richly. All right, grab your coffee, tea, drink, whatever it is. You know the drill, and let's get into it. Let's get into it. I was absent Friday as my life just didn't allow me to sit down to do my podcast, and I wanted to do it Saturday, wanted to do it Sunday, but time just got away from me. But I wanted to talk about something today that has been kind of rampant, some things that happen. You know, every time I do a podcast, I pray, Lord, give me something to talk about. And then whenever something comes up, it triggers that. And so today I want to talk about customer service with Black-owned businesses. Now, I know this topic might rub some of y'all the wrong way. That's not the intent. But if it does, sorry, you know, they say where there's an itch, you have to scratch. So, but anyway, I looked at this paper in this article someone had written, and they said there were four half-truths about Black-owned business and why we should still buy Black. But it's important to support the Black community, and it is when they are starting a Black business. It's time for y'all to step up. Now, it's true, it's been a history of oppression from others all around. But, of course, these costs should not factor into the decision-making about the future of our commerce, African-American commerce anyway. So a lot of times people think there's a negative stigma customers hold regarding Black-owned businesses for having poor customer service. I, for one, agree. It's not a negative stigma. They do have poor customer service. So I'm going to refute some of it, but I can give you stats on what's going on in the world. So it's not true of all businesses. It's kind of like you saying all men are dogs. Every man is not a dog, just the ones that you've been barking with. And so you can't group and categorize everybody into one fishbowl and go, hey, this is the whole pot. So don't get it twisted. I do understand that everybody is not the same because I own two businesses and I fix what's broken and things like that. So it's just dependent. But here's the thing, is more often than not on the retail side when you have to deal with that. So we want to kind of identify and we want to touch on the areas that needs that attention because of that stigma, and to kind of dispel some of that, or, hey, let me fix some of that stuff. So, And I believe that. So, and they always say, what's that thing? When you do good, they may tell a friend, tell one person, but if you jack some up, they're going to tell 10, 15 people. And that's how that gets going, girl, you know, and this and this. So, and that decreases your referrals, you know, then you don't have a happy customer. They're not going to recommend you. They're going to grab right to Facebook. They're going to talk about you and tell everybody and their mama not to go to your business because you did X, Y, Z. So you want to retain your customers. And I always tell my daughter that, and she owns two businesses. And I always stress to her, even over the years, you are it. You are your customer service. If you don't produce, you don't eat. That's the thing that people don't understand. When you own a business, you need to learn, delve into those things, demographics. All there's a lot to owning a business. But then let me tell you something. All y'all not entrepreneurs. That's why half of y'all can't do business no way, because that's not your genre. That's not what God really has for you. But because y'all don't want to work after COVID, y'all want to call yourselves business owners. Everybody is not a business owner. There's the difference. there's a difference in entrepreneurship and, you know, being self-employed and, you know, it's a lot. But you want to reduce. What we're trying to do is identify those things that make people ticked off about you, people that vocalizes how bad you are. So it's one thing to say customer service needs improving, but what that mean? When you really get into that as a customer, I can tell you some of the things, but before I get into it, I want to hear some. I was looking up how people really felt about this topic in customer service, and I can tell you I can bring a lot of people on here and they can give you a lot. And we had a young man on Facebook a while back, and the people were mad, and you know, and he was going off on the people on Facebook and giving all kind of expletives and things like that. So excuse the French on some of this. They said there are plenty of black-owned businesses that aren't shitty. Don't group them all because of your experiences at half places. If you don't like one, find another, just like y'all do with white people in other establishments. That's what one person said. Somebody said, I don't know. I haven't experienced customer service, how y'all are talking about at black businesses. So one lady said her first time getting a weave was by a black woman at her shop, and she was super sweet and accommodating for my big sister and I. Even stayed later because I was last minute add-in, and I just tagged along and didn't get charged extra. They didn't even ask. So it's a lot of different, you know, comments, and I'm just trying to show that there are good comments, there are bad comments. There's a Jamaican restaurant in my city, black owned. I frequent it often. They are super sweet from cooks to the owner. They are regular people and treat me, because I'm speaking for myself, this person said, like a regular person. This other person said a black clothing store in my area as well. I went there trying to find shoes last minute, and they went through hell and high water trying to find something for me. Didn't find anything, unfortunately. And so someone else said, I don't see often people saying it's tough to support white businesses as far as pricing goes. Not many people haggle at white-owned businesses either. A lot of y'all pay and keep it pushing. Somebody said, funny how they get bad service at white-owned businesses and keep going back over and over again. And they said the SMDH. So let's get into seven common complaints about businesses from black customers. So now you know there's always going to be a hater in the bunch. We'll get to them. But I just want to touch on a couple of things. And if you're a business owner and you're out there and you're listening, take notes. That's the thing. What we try to do is make each other better. It's really not to run them down, but I've had more bad experience than I've had good experiences in your black-owned businesses. And I held mine because most of mine are here right here in this seven complaints. So it's all group together for the most part of what we experience in or not. So, but anyway, I'm not saying that you don't support your black owned businesses, you know, but I do find that there are several complaints, and people are right too on the other side where they don't complain at other businesses and they will complain. You know, we have that crab effect. We are our own worst enemy. We are one of the own people that pull each other's down and don't want to see the other person doing well. So there's some other things to that, but I'm want to touch on the fact that if you have that business, don't let that be the cause. You know, at least have this side good and let them talk, run their mouth and say what they're going to say, but at least have this part in check if you call yourself an owner. So we know there's haters in the bunch. But there are complaints, again, that needs to be addressed. Number one, it's been 3 weeks and no one has responded to my email. Many customers complain about the lack of communication from black-owned businesses. Customers do not like to be ignored, especially when money is involved. So one way to ensure that your company's customer service etiquette is on point is to delegate tasks and have a team that is passionate about the vision of your company as you are. So don't put Pookie and Ray Ray on your team. Don't get, you know, nobody from down the street or your best friend from way back when. So most times emails go unanswered simply because no one checked the inbox. So delegate that task to a specific person. And if you are party of one, like most of us are, depending on what the scope of that business is, you have to carve out some time and make that part important, because that is where the bulk of your communication is going to be. You're certainly not going to sit on the phone all day and give people your personal number and say, call me, call me, call me. So a lot of that is by email, text, or something like that. So the second thing is, I never receive what I pay for. As a small business, it's easy to get swamped with orders and miss shipping an order to a customer. Organization, y'all, is key to avoid that pitfall. There are many online tools that can help businesses keep track of their orders and shipments. Ditch the standard Excel spreadsheet. Sometimes you got to put a little bit in to get a little bit out. And some things are worth investing in. And these are some of the things you have to invest in your company in order to be successful. And it also makes life easier for you. So simple tweaks like that can help take your organizational skills to a whole nother level and keep your customers happy. Number three, this mine. That's why I don't shop at black businesses. Black-owned businesses charge too much. I don't care what y'all say. You can say to Jesus, come. That don't mean, I get it. You small. Your overhead cost is expensive, and you want to make a profit. But you don't upcharge me 300 and 600%. So to avoid scaring off customers with sky-high prices, go back to the drawing board and brainstorm a price strategy that's going to work for you and your target audience. But a lot of people don't have a business plan. Y'all don't put nothing together. Again, there's a lot involved where you get your market analysis. You got to do your business analysis. You got to see who you're catering to, what that audience look like, your demographics, who you're, where are you targeting this thing at, you know, in your customers. But here's the thing. You better go to China. You better buy bulk. Like Walmart. That's the thing. You can't have a candle shop and buy three candles and charge me $50 for one. You know, either you're going to wait till Bath and Body Works go, I don't know, and buy the block when those semi-annual sales come. But you have to do something other than charging somebody. And I'm going to tell you, I'm frugal, y'all. You may charge $50 and Walmart got it for $10. I'm blowing town to Walmart. I promise you I am. And that's just me. That's my personal thing, because I'm frugal and I'm a good steward over what God gives me. And I'm not going to spend frivolously just because. And they go, oh, you don't support your black people. Bring that price down. I don't have no problem. And then I'm going to come to you to the other thing. Bring that price down. I'm going to say that again. But here's the other thing. I think I'm on number five. I'm on number four, I think. I want to say. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. I can't find a black-owned business that sells the stuff I want to buy. Now, I've never had that complaint, but this is one of the seven complaints that many customers have. And they feel like they'll support your business, but they don't know you exist. So if you don't market your beauty supply store, if you don't market what you do, who's going to support you? It's not a hater. They just don't know that you're existing. And social media is so rampant now, and that is everybody's thing. You know there's an outlet everywhere. So you can't say you can't market. Now, you may not have time, and then there's apps where these things will post it for you at a certain time. They'll do all of that at a certain time. But if you are the business, then all you have is the time to create it. That's why they say disappear for a year, disappear for 6 months. There are some times where you have to strategize before you just jump out there in the street and then let the Mack truck hit you. Take a step back. Take some time. You know, the Bible say write the vision and make it plain. So when you get that thing, it's in your head. It's just an idea and a thought till you put that thing on paper. But once you put it on paper, research it. And research the best ways and how you can be successful in that. It's more than just saying, girl, I own a business. But it's a whole nother thing to keep it. And most businesses, and this is not black, white, green, blue, this is any business. The average startup business fail within the first year. The average startup business does not make a profit in the first year. So it's one of those things where you got to really dig your heels in and you got to really know what business is all about in order to do that. But it starts with customer service. And you know, it starts with customer service. And the other thing I say, when y'all charge too much, the next thing they say, I never know when y'all open. You know, y'all put 9 o'clock on there, but don't come to work till 11. Make that make sense. And then you get mad. I'm going to be a little late. And then especially y'all beauty shop people, I got to go get my kid. You going to leave me under the dryer because you got to go and get your kid from school? You couldn't make concessions for that? Y'all will leave these people at the shop. Oh, girl, I'm hungry. I got to go get something to eat. The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. And so y'all got it twisted. If somehow I'll be right back. You on the phone, you got to step out because you and boo in an argument and y'all going, and then you and your friends, and then you sitting in there talking all day, and then you holding your hand in my head because you can't walk and chew bubblegum. Beauty shop people are the worst. I don't know how y'all are now because I ain't been in about 10 or 15 years because I refuse to pay y'all $200 for a silk press and then ain't nothing straightening my hair. Oh, y'all, baby, these prices, it costs $100,000 to get your hair cut. I cut it at home or be bald head. Y'all crazy. I ain't paying y'all. But anyway, that's the other thing. Again, y'all charge too damn much. And the last thing people say is they just want your money. No, that's not the last thing. I got one more for you. Some customers feel that you're just in it for the money, but then I'm on my tip. Well, hell, what else are you in the business for? You are in a business to make money. Those are those haters talking about you just trying to secure the bag. Well, if this is the only thing I have, sis, how else will I secure the bag? How am I going to pay my bills? You know, you want to make a profit, but a lot of people say don't let that be your main motivating factor. Well, I'm a little bit in between on this one to try to be passionate about it. And then they'll sense the sincerity. So I'm going to take this as if you're not friendly, which boils back down to customer service, because I'm going to have to call foul on this one. You are trying to secure the bag. Now, when I did real estate and I own my real estate company, if I went out and showed houses, if they pre-qualified at $300,000, I didn't try to get a $300,000 house. I got the best thing that they would like, where you'll be comfortable driving up to that house, paying your mortgage. And some of them, I knew what those financial situations are, and I know you couldn't afford a $300,000 house. Just because they say you can afford it don't mean you're going to go out there and buy it. And so you want to be frugal, but you also want to be sensible, even though it's your money, but I'm going to make sure that I'm taking care of it because I owe you a fiduciary. And that's my job, to make sure that I show you everything available. Now, what you choose is going to be your choice, but just because they qualify for, stop taking them folks just to $400,000 houses. They're nice $300,000. They're nice $200,000, you know, but if that's where they want to stay and they say, this is the list I want to see, that's a whole different ballgame. So, be sincere in that. And you always have to make, again, you are the business. You are the brand, however you brand yourself. And always remember, first impressions are lasting. How they see you, and you put a sour taste in somebody's mouth, it's hard to get that back. And I promise you, they won't come back. Again, remember your name, small business. You see what COVID did? Wiped every small business, every mom, pop off the map. Malls are closing down. Because everything is going online. Why? There's no overhead. I can sell it to you online and just sit and ship it. I don't have to pay for no building. I don't have to pay the electric, the water, the gas. I don't have to pay the insurance on that building. I don't have to get anything that's going to property damage. You get what I'm saying? I have just killed everything. And then that comes sheer profit back into my pocket. So a lot of people are avoiding things. Some of y'all working out y'all back door. Hey, that's your business. So in the last one, black businesses feel entitled to my support just because I'm black. Well, black customers want to support black businesses, but they also want a quality product. So some people feel that because it's a black business, they demand my loyalty. That's kind of like me being a Democrat and you just want me to vote because he's black. Leave me alone. Black businesses demand that customer loyalty solely based on that. Then I'm a sellout. Then she this, she's this, and she Uncle Tom. Y'all don't even know what Uncle Tom is. Read Uncle Tom, and you wouldn't be calling people that. Customers feel taken advantage of when businesses deliver a mediocre product or service. Then you expect them to accept it in the name of buying black just because you're black. So make sure you operate in black excellence in all aspects of your business. And that's what I wanted to get to. You have to make sure that we are excellent. And somebody said they treat black businesses harsher than the other. Hey, y'all know this world ain't fair. Don't get it twisted. Y'all know that when you get in a position, you probably have to work 10 times as harder than the predecessors before you that were white. And that's okay. That's the reason you disappear for a year. That's the reason you disappear for 6 months. You craft that thing. You know that thing like the back of your hand. You know the business like the back of your hand. You do everything that's necessary that will brand you, so that you will be that person of excellence, so that they will come and they will tell more and they will put those comments out on Facebook and talk about you. So stop talking about what's holding you back. Stop making the difference and make you that competitor that you need to be for people to buy black. And not only blacks buy black, you want everybody to buy, simply because you're a business person, simply because you're a business owner. I'm not in the business, you know, this say sisters, you have value. I cater to us because I see a deficit in what God has called my purpose to be. Not simply because I'm black. Well, it is in what I see in our communities and what I see the black women doing. But my podcast is open to anybody, because if there's a nugget or something in there, it caters to more, you know, wisdom is for anybody who's willing to receive it. But I would hope that we do better, because women of this age, especially black women of this age, man, we got some problems. We got some problems, yeah. You'll get an attitude if somebody even talks to you about your customer service. Then you want to fight. Then you want to put somebody out your store. One of the young ladies at work sent me a video or a thing. Y'all, I got to find this. And she's... She told me to go visit this black business. I told her the devil is a lie. And y'all might know him. I don't care. But baby, the business is called Hoodbachi. Hoodbachi Taco. So when I went to look at Hoodbachi Taco, the owner of it, I guess, had his, look, he. Hold on, y'all. This one, if y'all could see me, all the people in the kitchen, and it's by five of them drinking. One got her shoe in her hand, and this them. Now you think I'm gonna go somewhere with a bad bitch, this whatever, and all of them in there, y'all holding the food up in the air. One got a hoodie on. Y'all scare me. Y'all scare me. And I'm black. I would not go buy a taco, loco, daco. I won't buy nothing rocco from you, because your establishment scares me. And it's called Hoodbachi. Y'all ain't on no grill like hibachi. Y'all, I don't know what you're doing. But see, and when you do that, and that's a good example of what you're going to cater to. Now, the hood coming to you, everybody in the neighborhood, that's why it's called Hoodbachi. Hood means hood is a short term for neighborhood. Now, other people sometimes call it a hood when you ought to get hit in your throat because you don't know nothing about it. But that's a different story. That's another podcast. But anyway, you're only going to cater to that type of people, because I sure ain't going. I don't live in the hood. I ain't going to your establishment. I'm not doing it. I'm sure not parking my car there. And you think I will leave my purse at home and have just $5 in my pocket, and I know that taco about $20. Girl, please, and all y'all behind the counter. And one of them was on top of the counter. Who y'all serving? I mean, look at what you're doing. And all of y'all got on hoodies because it's called Hoodbachi. And y'all with y'all hands up in the air, and that's the music y'all playing there. I'm scared. I'm scared it's going to be a shootout. Shit, now you got to brand yourself in such a way to where you have that staying power, but you might have it there. So let's get serious. You might have it there simply because that's the type of people that you're catering to. And that's a culture. A lot of people will say, no, it's not a black, it's culture. Whatever, that's those people. That's that particular group that's what you like. That's the music that you like. So don't get it twisted. You will have those people that like to come out there. You like those. You have those people because the one that was shouting them out, he slugged out across his whole mouth. And for those that don't know what slugged out means, he got all those gold teeth and diamonds across his whole grill. And the grill means your mouth. So no, you scare me too. I'm not going in there. And so anyway, that's the whole thing. When you get into talking about Black-owned businesses, we have gotten so far away from what I consider natural and traditional in society, and they will fight me to tell me, you know, they can dress how they want to dress. Y'all hating, y'all jealous. Let people be people. This is our culture. No, that's not my culture. That's not, no, and I'm not suppressing anything. No, that's not it. But my mother always taught me to leave something up to chance for but they don't see. You ain't nothing but simple eye candy. I'm coming back on a podcast near you. It'll be a raw one on that day. But the thing about it is, when you have your businesses, again, look at your demographics. Look at what you're going to cater to. Look at what's going to come into that business. Look at what's going to buy from you. It will not be a success until you really get into it to know the intricacies of what all it takes to be successful. Again, business license, operating licenses, you know, getting your tax base, you know, your certificate of occupancy, all of those things. But again, customer service is the most important thing, because you could open shop, but if you come in there with a stink attitude, nobody want to come. I will not come back. But all I'm going to do is look around, because if your book costs $40 and I can get it online at Barnes & Noble in that market, you know, the little clearance section for $250, I'm doing it. You can stay mad at me. I ain't paying you $30 because you're black. That's not how that works. Make that make sense. Make that live. But y'all keep going back. Hell, they price is better. But you also got to understand it. Let me say something in defense of that before y'all all come for me, Lord Jesus. When you are a small business, those prices do tend to wane a little bit different to the high side, because you're not a conglomerate like Walmart. Walmart buy by the billions in bulk, I'm pretty sure. So when you buy bulk, you can get it for pennies on the dollar. When you're just starting out, you're getting it for this. That's why it's so important and crucial when you start those retail type businesses where you are selling a product, that you got to seek it out to find the best one. Yeah, no, y'all know China cheap. They sit there in them sweatshops with them people for about $1 an hour. Bring it, and then it's made from China. Now my wig twists to the side, but you can pluck it right. Pluck it right. Then you're going to charge me $200 for the wig and charge me $250 to put it on. I just paid $450 for a hairdo. Where? When? Who? Not Kim. So, again, my hats off to all of us. And, you know, I thank God for Jesus for those that, because we have some great and talented, and when I say creative people, there are so many creative people in every walks of life, black, white, Asian, whatever ethnicity you want to bring up, there's talent everywhere. But because we're talking about these black-owned businesses today and that customer service, because of something that we just experienced at a black business, and the person turned their nose up, you mad, you got an attitude, you look down at somebody, that's not the way to be. And that's, again, how this podcast came, simply because of an experience at a black-owned business. And another thing with someone that had an experience with a black person, don't come here with that. You know, I do this, but don't come here with that. Make that make sense. How are you putting stipulations on something? So again, we get into this, but the serious nature is you got to learn. Some people, when they teach the etiquette class, they learn etiquette. Get you a YouTube video on etiquette. Get you a YouTube video on how not to talk Ebonics when you're in your store and nobody understand what you're saying. YouTube some things. I'm not being funny. I'm being serious. Sometimes you have to rebrand yourself. Unlearn, relearn, learn. Just because you are this way and this is who you are, when you get into a different area and God is elevating you to a different place in life, there are some things that have to fall away, namely those attitudes. Lord, help me to be, you know what I mean? Lord, help me, Lord, move that from me so that I could be better, so that I can, you know, this business can flourish. But then some of y'all need to pray first. Do some prayer and fasting and ask God, is this for you? Are you walking in your purpose? Some of y'all see what other people are doing because your friend, your homeboy doing it, your homegirl doing it. You want to do what they do, but that's not your calling. That's what you call carbon copy. And again, you can only sell so many t-shirts. And the only reason why the hair business is popping, girl, I curled my hair for the first time in 4 years today. But the hair business is popping because society breeds and tell us that we have to look a certain way. You're going to get the hair done. You're going to get your nails done. Baby, you're going to get these massages. They're going to pop y'all at every corner for it because they know you're coming because you're so vain. Vanity. Vanity. And it all leads to nothing. You know, you're trying to rope something, but I don't know what you're trying to rope, but it's not working. But anyway, if you're going to own a business, y'all, think about the customer service. Think about how you treat somebody. Come to work on time. Open your establishment on time. Please respond to your emails so that people can know. And if your shipment is going to be late, like my daughter, she had this machine that when the tracking went out, the thing went to the people to let them know that it's at the office. And then it let you know when the post office shipped it. Then it give you a tracking number. And I remember with her CMOS business, a young lady said it came, it was open. My daughter sent her a new one at no price. Because whether she lied or not, we can't tell if somebody is lying. But that's her business. And I said, give it to her. You get what I'm saying? That now, will we lie? Oh, we'll lie. Y'all know, y'all about as shiesty as the day long too. So y'all shiesty now. So I do get those people that do it because y'all will come in there and lie. Y'all going to wear that thing and stank it up all the way to Jesus and then want to come bring something back. You ain't bring it back after you snooched and been in it. That's just a dumb deal. I put all sales, when y'all do that, y'all put all sales final on them coochie cutters, because these people will come back and try to get their money back and put the tag on the inside. Y'all put those tags on the inside of those clothes and bring them back just as mercy. Don't do that. That's not cute. So I love my Black people. I do. We are absolutely amazing. You people can do so much and go so far. Because just because of the brain, you know, you have so many things to do, but we have to get women. We have to get this attitude in check. We have to get this attitude under control. And it's much prayer, much power. And I spend much prayer and time in prayer asking God to change me, to make me into that woman of God that He's called me to be. Daquan told me I'm going to get beat up on this podcast with the things that I say, but that's okay. But I tell you the truth, you know, and the truth is, brand yourself. Be the best business. You know, it's like Dr. Martin Luther King said, if you're gonna be a street sweeper, be the best street sweeper that you can be. But you have to look, and he has a thing titled, What is in Your Life's Blueprint? So you gotta look at your blueprint and you gotta see what's in your life and you gotta see where you're heading and you gotta see where God is leading you. But it all starts with a change in your mind. And you have to change your mindset. You have to change who you are as a person, as a human being, to go far, to be that. And God will bless you richly. And your business will be blessed simply because they will come back. And here's the thing, y'all. When that customer service popping, they don't mind paying that price. Just because you were good to them. Just because you went that extra mile. Just because you went over and above. I left BMW because they stopped washing cars every day. This was probably 10 or 15 years ago. And I went to Lexus. I ain't care that the Lexus cost more. Lexus washed cars every day. I want it every day. I didn't want it. BMW went down to just Thursdays. I ain't want that. And so I went where the service catered to what I needed. And loved my Lexus to death till somebody stole it. But again, you will go where the need is greatest on how it makes you feel. You know, what they feel about you, just like that person said on one of those things that I was reading. You know, it's all in how you, that, like they said about you just in it for the money. So I'm going to assume being in it for the money meant you were rude and you didn't cater to the people like you were supposed to cater to them. Count your money later, sis. You can count that paper later, but put it up now and be nice to them so they can come back, or they can tell, here's the other thing. Not only so they'll come back, but they'll tell five more. They'll tell 10 more. And then tell them, hey, you know, give me a shout out on Facebook. Give me a shout out on TikTok. Give me a shout out wherever your social media platform is. They'll give you a shout out and a shout out. You mess with them. They coming. So, and they don't mind putting your whole name out there. Alopecia, Bonquit, Tanette, whatever your name is going on they, and they going on their page and they tagging everybody. Not everybody, everybody getting tagged. And you gonna get tagged, you know. So I love y'all. I love what you're doing. And all I can say is keep doing it, keep climbing. And I pray God's blessings over your business. I pray that you prosper and be in health and everything that you do. And but let's get a little bit better on this customer service.